Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, well, we have the big birthday party coming up tomorrow, 25 years on the air. It was actually last Thursday was the date-specific 25th birthday of 97.1 FM Talk going on the air in the year 2000. We're going to visit with some of the people that made it happen over the years, including the guy that shifted shows with me, Dave Glover, went over to KMOX. It was like a trade. I never forget. I was about to hit golf balls, and my bosses called, and they said, "Are you ready for this? We're going to flip your show with Glover's show." And I was getting sent over here with a player to be named later, I think, or something like that. That might have been Fred. And Glover goes to KMOX, but he's going to swing by for a visit. John Beck, who was the general manager, and really a radio legend here. John is in St. Louis for all he accomplished, and he just recently retired. Mark Cox is going to co-host the show with me. Annie will be there. We'll have the entire team, Sue and Fred and Ethan. We have Congressman Onder stopping by and a bunch of other folks. So it starts tomorrow from the Lit Cigar Lounge in the district out in Chesterfield. Get off at Boone's Valley. You can't miss us. We'll be on the air from 3 to 6. I think the party officially goes to 7 or 7:30 or until it's over, right? You know, who knows? We'll figure it out. We're just going to have a good time tomorrow afternoon with everyone out there showing up. If you don't have VIP tickets, those are sold out. We're joined right now by Dwayne Patterson, who writes at hotair.com. He's the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. I wish we could fly in there from Southern California, get you to the party tomorrow. But,
well, that would be kind of fun, actually. Happy anniversary, and I was wondering if there was any draft picks involved in the trade.
This radio station is very unique, and you know, for many years, when the ownership wasn't the same, I was competing against this radio station, doing afternoon drive on KMOX, and I was always kind of looking behind my shoulder, saying, "What the heck is this kind of upstart?" You know, there's a lot of radio stations that start with a goal of having really good ratings and building an audience, and they fail, Dwayne, as you know. And this one had just amazing success. And I've said this before, and you've been around a lot of legendary talk show hosts and stations. But Dwayne, swear to God, having worked at two heritage stations, WTMJ and KMOX, I've never had an audience that is this loyal, this smart, this engaged. It's very unique. So while we don't have, you know, maybe we call this cume in radio, the biggest hundreds of thousands of listeners like maybe KMOX had in the heyday with the Cardinals, maybe a smaller number of listeners, but man, are they loyal. It's unbelievable. And it's really inspirational.
Yeah, it is. It very much can be. That's kind of like how Hugh Hewitt's audience is. We're not the biggest show in the country, but what we are is among the more influential because we've got such a loyal listenership and they get it. And that's what you get when you've been on the air for a long time. If you've been doing this for, you know, 25 years roughly, it's, you start to build an audience, and they tend to be pretty loyal to you. And, yeah, there's there is nothing like brand loyalty when you're in that chair. So congratulations.
Yeah, we love it. I can't wait to see the listeners tomorrow. Speaking of Hugh, I know that he talked about this. I haven't touched on this today. This is very bizarre. Jen Psaki, who is on some podcast.
I think the little Manchurian candidate, J.D. Vance, wants to be president more than anything else.
Yeah.
I always wonder what's going on in the mind of his wife. Like,
agreed.
Are you okay? Please blink four times.
Yes.
We'll come over here. We'll save you. And that he's willing to do anything to get there. And he's young.
Yeah, and ambitious.
And agile in the sense that he is a chameleon who makes himself into whatever he thinks the audience wants to hear from him.
Okay, whatever. But taking a shot at Usha there and saying that, you know, they want to try to save her from the evil J.D. Vance, what the hell was that about?
Well, you see, one, it's vile. Two, it's repulsive. Three, it's what you expect with an increasingly uncivil left. And what makes this so remarkable is on that same network, this is on a podcast, but Jen Psaki's on MS-dash, whatever the hell they're calling it now, right?
right, yeah.
And so she's on MS-something, and her colleague on MS-something is Nicole Wallace, who had on Jeff Daniels, he of Dumb and Dumber fame, right? And Jeff Daniels brings his acoustic guitar as though he's going to lapse into James Taylor at any given moment. And Jeff Daniels is just lamenting the fact that there's no civility on the right. There's no civility with this president. He does this AI video after the No Kings protests and does this AI video of him in a cockpit of a fighter dumping stuff on rally goers. And we need more civility in this country. At the same time, on the same network, a colleague of his is insinuating that J.D. Vance is an abusive husband and that Usha is in a domestic disturbance situation and needs to blink for help. Which is so repulsive about this, because if you remember when Charlie Kirk got assassinated, right, in the days, especially the week afterwards, you know who was wrapping herself around Erica Kirk to help her get through that every day? That was Usha Vance.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I can't even imagine going through being the spouse of someone like that who is in a high-profile
position. She was a rock.
Right.
She was a rock, and you don't get that by being a battered spouse syndrome person. That is a very strong marriage. It was just it's just an outrageously cheap thing to do. Now, why did she do it? She did it because the left is starting to give up on fighting Trump. I mean, they're going to keep flailing away at Trump, but they're giving up. They're worried about the next one.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
They're terrified of we don't have anything on our side to counter J.D. Vance. Because he's a force in nature in his own right, and so now they're trying to tear him up before we get to that election.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Now, this is the other story today. I just love this one, Dwayne. I have to tell you, they're going so, you know, bat-blank crazy. I have lefty friends on Facebook. I typically 90% of the time, I don't comment on things political because Facebook is a cesspool, right? And I post pictures of my bunny and my grandson and my daughter and my animals and all that. But I happened to go on there the last couple of days and I saw a bunch of people that are writing stuff. They're horrified by this, you know, this East Wing makeover. Here's Joe Scarborough.
It's hard to believe that any president could destroy the White House.
You can't help but wonder if he didn't wait until these protests were already done before today, he started literally physically tearing down the White House.
Previously said that the ballroom's construction would not affect the existing building here. Clearly not the case.
All right. Well, first of all, several lies. He's not tearing down the White House. You can look
no.
at an overhead map of where the East Wing is and where the West Wing is. They're on the far sides of the White House. They're tearing down a small portion of what was now the East Wing to build a ballroom. It sounds pretty legit. Oh, they're using taxpayer. Oh, no, they're not using taxpayer dollars, are they? It's private donations. It's ridiculous, the reaction to this thing.
You think a Democrat president somewhere down the road, God forfend, but do you think someday when a Democrat gets back in the White House, they're going to say, yep, we're going to tear down that ballroom, or are they going to use it?
They're going to love it because they're going to see how beautiful it is and how they can use it for bigger state dinners. This is what I said to a left-wing friend of mine out in your neck of the woods on Facebook. I said, okay, let me try this a different way. Let's just say for a moment, because what I said to him at first was, oh yeah, you guys are all upset over a long overdue process. He goes, long overdue? I've never, you know, had anyone make the case for this. I said, all right, let's look at it from a different perspective. Let's just say that there are spots in the White House that maybe need a little tidying up and some changes. Why is it so horrifying to you that we're spending money that's not from the taxpayers to make that portion of the White House where we do hold state dinners nicer for the rest of the future? I mean, there's renovation after renovation that happens. Selena Zito was on. I played the cut of her. When Jackie O redid the interior, they did a damn live TV special on her.
Yes. Yes. They have. Harry Truman gutted the entire inside. I mean, the only thing that existed when Harry Truman was there was the outer walls. The whole interior got completely redone.
But so, these people, Dwayne, are they're going? I mean, this is I've seen, and you've seen Trump derangement syndrome at Hall of Fame levels. This one has pushed them over the top even more for whatever reason. You know, they like to put the picture up there. Look at what he's doing. It's symbolic of what he's doing to the country.
And it is so over the top. I mean, that's the TDS is what's driving the government shutdown still, right? I mean, you saw what happened over the last 24 hours in the Senate, right?
Well,
you didn't.
Well, I've seen some reference to people tying shoes during filibusters and things like that.
Okay, but you know what actually just happened, right?
I might not.
Okay, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley late last night. Takes to the floor. Now, they've got a lot of open floor time now because they're not really doing anything, right?
Right.
And they were going to hold a vote yesterday to try to reopen the government again and force the Democrats to walk out on the plank to screw over military and federal workers again. And Jeff Merkley took to the floor and started talking and started a good old-fashioned talking filibuster. He went for 22 hours consecutive to block the Senate from holding a vote to block the government from reopening. So we now have taken the stupidity of TDS in trying to hold the country hostage to stop Trump. We now are taking that stupidity and squaring it by...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By filibustering the Senate to keep them from filibustering the country from reopening.
It's bizarre.
It's maddening.
It's madness.
It's maddening.
Okay, so
it's stupid squared.
And so because of that, I believe that makes the Trump administration and many of us say, all right, keep it closed. You guys, we're the ones voting to keep it open, so let's see where this takes us. And I don't want people to not get paid, especially members of the military, but I'm so sick and tired of their whining on the other side and misrepresentation and hypocrisy. That's why I have zero Fs to give on any of this because of their behavior. I don't care. Keep it closed through the rest of the year.
I don't want it to go that long because I don't want the military to get paid.
Well, I get that aspect, but
I want the Republicans to be the grown up party. I want them to pull the nuclear option on the one standing rule that allows them to do CRs. If it's a clean CR and they change that from a 60 vote to a 51 vote on that clean CR, and I've talked to Jim Talon about this, he's totally on board with this as well. If we can make that one change, then government shutdowns, especially the stupid ones that have nothing to do with anything,
that wouldn't happen.
They go away.
Yeah, right.
You can still filibuster the appropriations bills and all the other legislation. You can still do the normal 60-vote stuff on it. But you take away the political stunt out of it, and you defang the entire fever swamp on the left from being able to hold the country hostage.
So why not do that? Dwayne Patterson is back with me from HotAir.com and the Dwayne's World podcast. Even John Fetterman said, yeah, let's do that.
They're afraid if they do that, that opens the Pandora's box for the Democrats, getting rid of the legislative filibuster when they get in power. They're going to do that anyway.
Well, they will.
So, yeah. So why not be the grown-ups and say, okay, if the Democrats are going to take their ball and go home, we're going to at least have the country go on and work and get people paid, and we're just going to change this one rule, and we're going to throw all the issues back in the committees where they belong and hammer out the health care thing. Hammer out whatever else has to be fixed, but it's time to get back to work and quit playing games.
Yeah, it seems, look, even I mentioned Fetterman. Fetterman was honest about it. He goes, look, we campaigned on these issues, right? Why should we not support getting rid of the filibuster, especially on this issue?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, the day will come, I've said this 1,000 times, the day will come when I go back to disagreeing with everything John Fetterman says, but today is not that day.
So you had to have illustrated, and this was written by David Strom, who was on my show last night. I love Dave over at Hot Air. But this tweet that went out from Senator Amy Klobuchar, which says early retirees like Bill and Shelley, and we have a picture of young Bill and Shelley, and I say young because they're not even over 60 years old, but they're going to see their health insurance premiums increase nearly 300% from $442 to $1,700 per month if congressional Republicans refuse to extend the enhanced tax credits. That's an extra $15,000 a year families can't afford. Of course, this is a couple that seems to be pretty well off. They retired in their early 50s. They don't work. They make $136,000 a year off of pension and IRA savings. That's probably a lowball amount because of the deduction. It's probably closer to $170 a year, and they want $15,000 a year from the taxpayers for their health care. That's their poster child.
Dear Bill and Shelley, is that who you said they are?
I think their names are, let's make sure here, Bill and Shelley. It is Bill and
Shelley,
yes.
Shelley. Dear Bill and Shelley, I'm sorry Obamacare was the train wreck that we told you it would be. I'm sorry Democrats crammed it through on a partisan vote. I am sorry that in the COVID year, the Democrats jammed through a five-year-long subsidy to make the program appear to be affordable when it no longer is. I'm even sorrier now that the 5 years has expired because of a Democrat partisan hand that you are going to be faced with the responsibilities of what happens when you vote for Democrats. Signed, every single Republican except Thomas Massie.
Well, that's true. You got it nailed down on that for sure. Dwayne Patterson, always great to have you on. I appreciate you. Have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
You too. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.